Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
In studio with us is the Secretary Treasurer of the Iowa Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO. His name is Charlie Wishman. Charlie and I go back several years, as a matter of fact, and grateful that he is here. We're going to talk about something going on in Ames this weekend. Welcome to the News Hour, Charlie. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
You spend a lot of time up at the Capitol.
Certain times of the year, that is definitely part of my job, is to advocate for not just union workers, but for what is in the best interest of workers all across the state.
Yeah, and one of the things, you know, this has not been a particularly good year for organized labor here in Iowa. And are you preparing for next session?
Well, I think a lot of what we're doing at the Working Families Summit, which is what you alluded to when you were introducing me, is really I think is laying the seeds to get the things for to get the things not just for union workers, but to get an Iowa that we can be proud of again.
Yeah, and one of the things I think that lots of people fail to understand is that, and I was having this conversation, Charlie, just the other day. I grew up in the 50s and the 60s in Detroit. Everybody had a job. And I remember my father, Elof Shalom, when he would come home, he was a salary guy for one of the major companies. And he'd come home, he would complain. He'd say, those floor sweepers and those parts runners are making $19 an hour. This is in 1962.
Well, somebody's got to buy those cars, don't they?
Exactly. And that's what was going on. Everybody had houses. Everybody had cars. Everybody was working. Things were humming. Things were humming. And then – but today, it's really difficult for working families to get ahead.
Yeah, it most definitely is. Unfortunately, I think that you talked about the legislature. I think that, you know, we saw some things this year that really are going to make it difficult for folks to get ahead. And, you know, I don't think we want this to be known as a low-wage state. I never in my life thought that I would see the legislature of the state of Iowa vote to lower the minimum wage. I never thought I would see that. That was just bonkers to me.
Yeah.
But I watched it with my own eyes, and that's just one example. And I think that when we want to talk about how we make how we make Iowa a great state, lowering people's wages, especially the minimum wage, which hasn't been raised in a decade,
right.
over a decade now.
Yeah.
And that's just part of it too.
Charlie Wishman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the Secretary Treasurer for the Iowa Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO, and the major sponsor putting together the Working Families Summit that happens up in Ames this weekend. Let's talk a little bit about that. I was at the event last year, I believe, maybe the year before, and I was so stunned by the number of people that show up to this. And I suspect, based on what's been happening politically across the state of Iowa, that they're going to be a doorbuster up there this time.
Well, I think that it was 2 years ago when we last held a Working Family Summit. And thank you for being there as a guest and also covering it as well for your show. But I think there's a real difference of what we were trying to do then and what we're trying to do now. Mm. At the time, we were going into the caucus season. We really wanted to, with many, I think we had over 50 organizational partners in this endeavor. We really wanted to kind of set the tone for the caucuses. And we had a really great speaker in Robert Reich.
Oh, boy, was he amazing.
He is fantastic.
And you know what was really cool about that, Charlie? I have to just – he spent so much time with us in the media. I mean, sat down and held court for a long time and was very good about answering any question any of the reporters had. It was stunning.
I left that ready to caucus for him if he had wanted to run for president, actually.
Yeah.
But what we were trying to do, I think, at that time is kind of frame issues around maybe the Trans-Pacific Partnership and women's rights in the workplace and things like that going into the caucuses. And I think that we were successful in many ways, and that those were major issues, I think, in the presidential campaign in both parties.
Right. Absolutely. And so getting people interested in the vote and the issues that surrounded the vote was 2 years ago. That was the big deal. This year, what are we focusing on?
Well, I think that given that we're in a very, very different political environment than we were 2 years ago, we're not going into a caucus season. It's really about how do you build skills and help people learn that you too can be an organizer? When you look at earlier this year, the Women's March, 26,000 people
in
Des Moines,
Iowa.
Yeah. I can't think of in my lifetime a march that was held that where you had that many people. And that was just a couple of people that said,
Let's do this
and we need to get on Facebook and we need to promote it. And so a lot of it's like skill building and getting people to understand and learn about how do you go about doing this? How do you make those organizational partnerships that are really going to make a crowd of 26,000 or whatever it is that your goal is?
Well, we have seen this across the state, Charlie. There was just recently on a Saturday, there was a teacher's march, a teacher's opportunity up at the Capitol. The Iowa Education Association, you know, is taking a firm stand on a couple of things. I know AFSCME, our friends over across the town, have been working on this. And the fruits of a lot of those labor seem to be an energized populace in lots of different areas that tend to be with working families of Iowa. And so it's interesting. And I've said this, and we don't do politics here on the Business News Hour. We try to stay to business, but I've indicated before and privately, and I think maybe once or twice here, that one of the things that President Trump has done is energized this unity on the other side of the aisle.
Right. I think if you were to go back to the same thing that maybe President Obama did on the other side, if you go back to when the 2009, when the Affordable Care Act, and you think about the August recess and all the people showing up to town halls that were concerned about how that legislation was going to turn out. I think the same sorts of things are happening as well, that people are really motivated and frightened about what may happen and are upset about things that already have happened.
So the Working Families Summit that happens in Ames on Saturday, is that correct?
Yes, it happens in Ames on Saturday. If you'd like to register for it, it's iowaworkingfamilies.com.
And we will have, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, a hot link from the radio blog directly to that so you can find out more information. And so what can people expect when they go there? Are there workshops or are there speeches? I know Larry Cohen is coming back. Larry was there 2 years ago. He was the former president of the Communication Workers of America, I believe it was.
Yes.
Great speaker.
Yes.
And so that should be kind of interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll have a morning panel that'll talk a little bit about, for example, one of the people who put together that women's march and say, talk to the audience. This is how I did it and why she was motivated to do it. And she was somebody who never ever thought she'd be involved in politics or activism whatsoever. And so the morning we're going to have a few folks like that and kind of have a round table sort of discussion and questions from the audience, but just kind of let them talk about what spurred them to take that action and what spurred them, not just to do it, but to reach out to other groups and really make what the different things that they did a success. After we do lunch, we'll have workshops where people are able to learn skills. And, like I said, this is really more of a skill building thing than a,
how to talk.
Yeah.
Points of interest.
Well, I mean, for example, a lot of people this year, never thought about running for office until they saw some of the things that are going on.
Oh, boy.
And so we have, you know, preparing to run for local office as a class, you know. Organizing to defend water quality. Pregnant worker rights. How do you build a coalition maybe with somebody on the far right spectrum or with the religious right, for example, where I think we can agree on certain issues, you
sure.
know? And we even have one on having deep issue conversations instead of, you know.
Don't shouting matches. We don't want shouting matches. Let's have a conversation.
Right.
I get it.
And so that's really where we're going with this, is really trying to say, you know, the main message is you can do it.
Mm.
And and we're trying to give people all the tools and expertise on how to do it. And anybody can change the world.
Yeah. Charlie Wishman, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. And we need to underscore the fact that you don't need to be a union member to attend this. You just need to be an interested party in what the future of Iowa is going to look like, I should suspect.
Absolutely. This is while the Iowa Federation of Labor is kind of one of the main drivers of mm-hmm. this. We have partners that include One Iowa all the way to Planned Parenthood, but we have folks.
Matt Sinovic, I think, with Progress Iowa.
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, I don't want to probably start naming them because I'll forget them. Because,
right. But there's a lot of folks.
The point is that there is no one group or anybody who's able to affect the change that they want to all by themselves.
Yeah.
And the bigger tent you can bring together is important. And then another point I want to make about this too. And it's really important to us is that this is not a Democratic Party event. This
it's not.
There is not. You're not going to hear speeches from candidates. You're not going to hear from people running for governor. You might see some of them there, but that's not what this is. This is about how to give people the tools and knowledge to grassroots organize with themselves, their neighbors, their neighborhood, their community, with groups that they agree with and. Maybe they're not interested in labor, but there's another issue that clean water or something like that, which, by the way, we like clean water.
We kind of like that clean water stuff. We kind of like things like, oh, what? And this is something that's been talked about. I mean, even in Washington, D.C., you know, we're talking about paid family leave opportunities. I mean, you know, what we're like Papua New Guinea and some other third world country in the fact that we don't allow those things to happen or we don't have those things. And so these are all issues, I think, that do touch just about every family in Iowa.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, when you lead with the issues and you can show politicians that people want something, it's always in their best interest if they want to keep their jobs to follow where the populace is.
I would think so. And all of the polls that I've seen of recent times all indicate these types of things, an increase in the minimum wage, family leave, paid family leave, health care opportunities for a wider swath of individuals. And so these, while they sound political, and they are to some extent, it's not the driver here is just really about the family.
Well, one of the things that when I talk to, you know, we do political trainings or whatever, and you get a lot of maybe union members who say, I don't want to be involved in politics, or the union shouldn't be involved in politics. And I always say, okay, well, what isn't?
Yeah, what isn't
political,
politics,
right? My dog. Well, no, you got to get your dog license.
My wife.
Well, you know, and there's people who want to make laws about, you know, what you do in the bedroom, right? There's
everything.
Whether, you know, if somebody said, well, my death. No, I mean, you have a death certificate. The government decides when you're officially dead.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things that I have long time since talked about, and I do this on my Sunday morning coffee blog and other things where, you know, one of the things we are told from almost infancy is never talk about politics and religion. And I'm convinced the reason that we are told that is because most people don't know much about either. They think they do, but they don't make up their minds based with intellectual capability. It's mostly emotional. And so when you question those things, people tend to get a little hot.
Right. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with a little bit of
a little discussion.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I like it. It is called the Working Families Summit, ladies and gentlemen. We will have links on our radio blog so you can find out more about it and perhaps go ahead and register. Charlie, thanks for making the trip over here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Charlie Wishman, ladies and gentlemen, from the Iowa Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO. Got to take a quick break. Why? We're coming up on the time that we need to check the markets. What happened today on Wall Street? I will tell you one word, and it's the word that investors hate, uncertainty. Once again, it's coming up next here on the Business News Hour.